Sonic presents Legends of Edmonton with Ryan G.
Today we're chatting with comedian daredevil Ryan Stock. He's 34 years old and he began his career busking on the streets of Edmonton. Now his talents have taken him to television. He had a 3-year run on the Discovery Channel as the Human Guinea Pig. He's been on Jay Leno's show, Ellen DeGeneres. Him and his partner Amber Lynn have had a 14-year run at the Edmonton Fringe Festival. This is the first year they're going to miss it. He's in Vegas doing his act now. Currently holding 5 Guinness World Records, including the heaviest weight lifted by hooks in the forearms, at 70 pounds. Ryan on the phone, man, what's the hardest part about this job?
Learning how to make it entertaining. I don't want everybody to just turn away and gasp. I want people to be entertained so to make it funny and to make it fun for audiences to watch. Even though I'm always pushing the limits, I'm always focused on how the audience perceives it. Not how it's going to affect me.
Legends of Edmonton.
Comedian daredevil Ryan Stock is a guy who made a career doing things like swinging a 15-pound ham by a hook through his nose on the Jay Leno show. Does your job hurt as much as it looks like?
Yeah, basically it hurts. I do dumb shit, and I've been lucky enough to have traveled over 35 countries in the last 10 years. You know, travel with big names like the Jim Rose Circus and open up for big name bands. People pay the tickets, people buy my merchandise, and I'm lucky. I get to make a job out of it.
Legends of Edmonton.
You've spent a lot of time on these Edmonton streets. What role has the city played in the success of Ryan Stock?
Every role in our success. I mean, we've been part of every Edmonton Fringe Festival for the past 14 years. Developing our show, I mean, I worked on, when the Fringe Festival wasn't on, I worked on White Avenue. Busking for spare change as a 19, 20, 21-year-old kid growing up, developing my trade. I've worked in probably nearly every bar that's in Edmonton over the past 14 years. Edmonton has played every role. I know every comedian, every magician, and every juggler in Edmonton, and and I've talked to all of them. I've taught them. They've taught me.
Legends of Edmonton.
I had a long chat with Ryan Stock from Las Vegas. One of the best topics was Jay Leno and Ellen DeGeneres. He had a great time on both, but he said Jay Leno was more personable. And here's part of our talk about Ellen DeGeneres.
I mean, I dated Ellen DeGeneres, and everybody assumes Ellen's this nice lady, and she is nice, but she's not accessible the way Jay Leno is. She's surrounded by workers and by people with clipboards and cell phones, tweeting and Instagramming everything that happens, whereas Leno, he's on his own, and you can just talk to him by himself. You know, and that's what I took away from that.
Legends of Edmonton.
You should like Ryan's page on Facebook. If you go to Vegas, check out his show. It's unbelievable. And endless gratitude to Ryan Stock, the comedian daredevil, for doing Legends of Edmonton.